The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
One of the qualities that's often closely connected to meditation is quiet. And some people like to meditate where it's quiet. But the important quiet is that which is inside. But there's a variety of different kinds of quiet inside. It can be very nice when the thinking mind is quiet, and that happens occasionally. But there's other kinds of quiet that don't depend on the thinking mind becoming quiet. Some people are so concerned about thinking and stopping it or something that they miss out on the other forms of quiet. Even if your mind is noisy, there's a lot of quiet around it. There's many dimensions of our inner life, many kind of rooms of our inner life. And and there's quiet in there. Even if you're not quiet, there's quiet in there. And one of the... sometimes it's possible to feel or access inner quiet in a way that supports meditation practice. To find the place where you're quiet inside, or find a sense of quiet inside. And the quiet that I find valuable is a quiet that has room for all the noise. It's not opposed to noise or opposed to all the activities in the mind and things going on, but it's almost, it holds it or is a container for it. The word container I like because it's kind of this quiet which is maybe it's broader, bigger, that holds it all. Or sometimes it feels like the quiet is maybe a small little kernel inside, a place, a little seed. So it's just quiet, even though everything else is kind of busy and frazzled. There's a seed of quiet. You might see as you practice today, during walking and sitting, whether you can find a way to tune in to a sense of quiet, a quiet that's not oppressive. Some people are oppressed by quiet. They've been told too many times, be quiet. So certainly not a quiet that diminishes you, but a quiet that allows you to be how you are. Not in opposition to how you are. There's so many different flavors of ways of being. How we are changes over time and days. And not a quiet that is opposed to any of how we are, but a quiet maybe that's almost like a tenderness that can hold it or be with it or allow for it to be there. There's peace in this kind of quiet that I'm pointing to. So as you sit today, as you be here today, see if quiet can be nourishing for you. Thank you.